Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Thursday, the 16th of March, 2023. And welcome to hour number three of the big show, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer. And Aaron, we have guests. I feel so excited. I'm like the kid where the you know, you want the cool kids to come visit you, and then they come to your party, and it's like super cool. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable duo of Kristen Bry and Jay Matt Nair from As Goes Wisconsin, live and in person.
Hello. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us, Todd. It is really cool to be at HQ.
I was going
to
say, this is your first time, huh?
Yeah, I've never been here before.
Really?
No.
Well,
so it's cool.
We've just kept her locked up in Waukesha all these
That's all
the
I
last
do.
8 months.
Yes.
Well, no, you can't leave that board, Jay.
I know. But Aaron is here, so he's going to do that today.
Oh, do you feel like a weight lifted from you this morning that you don't have to produce and
I
just get to co-host?
I'm going
to
do my nails. I have so much time.
I did bring Girl Scout cookies.
You don't.
But I don't think I got your fan. We have thin mints, and then we got trefoils, or whatever those are called.
Oh. I do like the shortbread. I like both. Yeah. But I think we both said Samoas.
See, those have like coconut, right? Mm-hmm. And the only coconut I like is like coconut shrimp for whatever reason.
That's very random.
Because
those are pretty coconutty.
I know.
So to like coconut shrimp but not like anything else coconut is,
I know. It's super weird.
Todd. It's just weird.
I know it is. I won't argue with that. But anyway, we got those. And you know, did you have beverages? Have we gotten beverages this morning?
I stopped over by the Starbucks here and I did something which I don't normally do. I have something with oat juice.
Oat juice.
She refuses to call it.
Oh.
She's on the Tammy Baldwin bill.
And good for you.
It's not milk.
No, it's not.
The Dairy Pride Act.
Yes.
If Jane could sign it, she would.
Moo, 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 moo.
See,
moo,
it doesn't
moo.
Get more Wisconsin than that. That's why the program is called As Goes Wisconsin. You can hear it across the Civic Media Radio Network every day following our little opening act. That's why I tell people, we're the opening act, and then the main stage opens up, and you guys come on, and it's fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And no bigger, by the way, speaking of big stages, this is an actual text from an actual listener this morning. He says, quote, "What is going on with Civic Media? Wow, one of my favorite actors." Because, you know, I get people from Richland Center following me. And yesterday, Kristen, tell the folks who started following you and As Goes Wisconsin.
Well, so for people who are not familiar, before As Goes Wisconsin was a radio show, It was social media videos. So everyone was I said this joke, I think, on Devils earlier this week. Everyone was a little skeptical if I could actually do a three-hour show when I had only proven that I can talk for 60 seconds. But lo and behold, I can. And so, but I still do short videos as a counterbalance to the show. And basically, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
From Veep and
from
Seinfeld.
Veep and yes. Seinfeld and so many. She's just so good. But she's also very politically active, she's done multiple different, as Ben Wickler has used his superpowers to collect famous people to do fundraisers for WIS Dems. So last fall, they did a collab between Veep and the West Wing, because Bradley Whitford is from Wisconsin.
Right.
So he's still very involved.
Right.
Mark Ruffalo from Wisconsin, still involved. And so there is kind of this like Hollywood cohort that I think specifically it can be tied to Ben Wickler's being the chairman of Wisconsin Democrats, have become very active in Wisconsin politics. And so someone named Earl, he runs Julia's like activism. Uh-huh. And so I think she got aware of how important this election is coming up, the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. And so Earl, I got a random DM one day from Earl.
Did you think it was a joke?
No.
You weren't skeptical at all? Because I would be like, oh, yeah, sure. Earl, right? Who works for Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Right.
I think it was, because he DM'd me on Twitter. And I think it was in his bio that he works with her.
Okay.
And I was like, that'd be pretty bold. It'd be pretty bold just to like lie straight up. And like other people who were following him were famous.
Oh, okay.
And so you could tell that like, all right, he's in that circle. And so he and Dan Schaefer, who's a regular guest across Civic Media and also is the founder of the Recombobulation Area, and then the women who started Moms for Mandela, which is now Motherhood for Good, which is online social media content, less videos, but more like actions you can take. He contacted all of us to kind of try to start as content creators, making content about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, incorporating, getting other people to share our stuff, trying to find other people who are also making stuff, and kind of use relational organizing, information, grassroots information sharing to launch it off. And so, and using her platform. And so yesterday we cross-posted one of my videos where she said, go follow As Go Wisconsin. And we're like, it goes, but it's fine. We'll take it.
Close enough.
And she shared it, and then a bunch of her friends shared it. And it was pretty...
It's gone nuts.
It's pretty cool.
It's like a quarter million people or something like that. It's gone crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Instagram, there's like 200,000 views. Yeah. And on Twitter, it's about the same. I've gotten like a bunch of new followers and stuff. And so...
I think it's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
I think it's super. You guys are rock. See, this is what I love.
And I got to tell my swing kink joke again. That Brian Hagedorn has a swing kink because he likes to be the swing boat.
I knew I liked that guy.
Yet another reason for more Republicans to embrace him. Yes.
Tightly. Well, not really. Not my type, but anyway. We'll take a break and come back with the incomparable Kristen Bryan, Jay Matinier of As Goes Wisconsin. It is Women Empowerment Hour on the Todd Allball Show. I will step aside, let them take the reins. Back with more after this. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no...
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:15. That is quarter past the hour of 10 o'clock. There is nobody, no people that do show business, radio show business, better than Kristen Bryan and Jane Matinier of As Goes Wisconsin. They follow us each and every day from 11 until 2 on the Civic Media Radio Network, and happy to have them in studio here at the World Headquarters on University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin, live and in person.
Live and in person.
It is delightful to be here. Thank you for sharing your space with us.
Oh, I know.
Thank you guys for coming. It is going to be a fun day. I want to talk, and Chris and I were thinking, what are we going to do for an hour? And of course, we could just sit here because for those of you who don't know, the three of us did not meet each other until election night last fall when our boss. Yeah.
Was it election night? I thought you came down like October-ish. And he came on our show.
I started on October 28th.
I know, because I feel like you, you came to our show.
That was my first day, because I thought I was taking down the Comrex or whatever for election night.
Was it that?
It was like my fourth day on the job. I wasn't even on the air.
And I was it election day?
Yeah, it was election day proper, and I was driving, I'm pretty sure, but I'm old, so maybe it's my COVID brain. But I was driving down, and it doesn't matter. Regardless, our boss said, texted both of us and said, well, why doesn't Todd go on As Goes Wisconsin? And Chris was like, sure. Because we didn't know each other. You don't know how these things are going to go, right?
Well, right.
And so we went on, and then it was just like, well, these people are super cool. I want to hang out with them. And it turns out they're as nice and as genuine as in person as what you hear every day on the air.
How often do you think that's not the case?
That people are not who they say they are?
Like the people who have, whether it's TV or radio, have a talk show, and on their persona on the show is warm, welcoming, lovely, and then in real life, they're just a jerk.
Oh, I think that's far more common than you
think.
Do
you think so?
Yes, I do.
Don't you feel like it's exhausting for jerky people to pretend that they're nice?
Yeah, you get paid enough money.
Okay.
I think you can suffer through those kinds of things.
We're just really lucky.
Yes.
Look at the entire Fox network. I mean, come on. Half those people Now we know, do not believe the things they say.
I know, but do they come off as warm, lovely people on their show?
Well, that's a good point. I can think of adjectives. Those would not be the ones I would select.
But Jane, you worked for several years in Milwaukee. You know that town inside out, the biggest market for broadcasting in Wisconsin. In all your travels with people, how often just in that market alone do people have a persona on the air, and then you're like, oh geez, I don't want to hang out with them.
And
I'm not asking you to name names. I'm just saying in general.
I wouldn't. I mean, right. I've worked with some lovely, genuinely lovely human beings who were exactly who they were on the air behind the scenes. And then I've worked with some other human beings who very much put on a persona and put on an act. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for 3.5 or 4 hours, you can pull that off and then go be a schmuck.
And Kristen, you've been a professional entertainer. You've been in Hollywood. You've been in New York. You've done TV. You've done other things. How about in that realm? How many people, whether it's comics or whether it is just people on television or what have you, that they're one way, you know, here's not just on the camera, but how they treat the support staff?
I think there's a range, I would say. I mean, like comics, I think, are much shyer and introverted as a whole than you would expect them to be. Mm. Versus there's a lot of Hollywood types that, like, everyone's just charming, but that doesn't necessarily make them a good person, which those are two different things.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I mean, it's like, one of the funniest things, because I've done a lot of different careers. Like, I did Hollywood as a teenager, and then I was in San Francisco doing tech stuff. But even having exposure to, like, New York, and my brother works in finance, I spent a semester in D.C., and the truth is, like, I feel like any of those kind of industry towns that everyone's hyper ambitious, you just swap out certain nouns of, like, if I always had this, like, idea of doing a short film of, like, a rotating scenes from, like, a networking event.
Yeah.
Like, one in D.C. with, like, politics and people who are like, what office do you work in? Like, which politician do you work for? Like, what
law? Who's your boss?
Right.
Blah, 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 and, like, bragging about certain things. And then you get to San Francisco, and it's like, who's your VC? Like, who are you backed by? And like, what VC are you backed by? And like, you're in Hollywood, and it's like, who represents you?
Yeah,
like,
who's your agent?
Who's directing your next film? And it's like the whole one-upsmanship that it's just, you just change the nouns, but like the attitude is the same of everyone trying to get ahead, and like certain status symbols depending on who you're represented by or work for or your last project. But like all of them kind of have nothing to do with your individual talent, because so many things have to go right. Like, for you to be a movie star, it's not just your talent has something to do with it, but not a lot.
Right.
For you to be high up in the political world, the candidates you worked for had to win, which you don't, no one does by themselves.
Right.
To be first, like, be the first employee at Google, a lot of luck. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's, and so that's what I always found, like, the similarities between all three of those places.
But here's a question for both of you. The people that you encountered that were maybe the most genuine or the nicest, the most real, are they sometimes the people that make it the furthest? Like, sometimes the biggest names are the kindest, or is it just the opposite? The biggest names are sometimes the biggest jerks.
I guess it would depend upon how you want to measure success.
Right.
And I think that there have been people that I've worked with who have had very long, successful careers, maybe could have gone to a different market and chose to stay in Wisconsin. I don't know, Todd. I mean, if you're very, very ambitious, almost in some ways, I think you kind of have to be a little cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
If that is your overarching goal, you know, to go to New York, to go to Chicago, you're probably going to have to step on some toes.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Because, you know, like in politics, and, you know, I'm not a huge amount of people that are famous, but like I spent a little time in a meeting with Colin Powell one time, former general and you know, longtime Republican and then left the Republican Party. Colin Powell, who was a great guy in person. I mean, my former boss, the congressman, we met him and he was doing a fundraiser for him in a private room, the Pfister, actually, in Milwaukee. And we were walking to this room with the Pfister to do the interview or the meeting. And my boss is like, it was Bill Clinton was president at the time, and my boss is like, so how was the room? And Colin Powell goes, oh, he goes, the room is fine, but he said, you know, Clinton stayed here last week and I found a McDonald's wrapper under the bed. I mean, he was just, because the guy was famous for eating McDonald's hamburgers. And he was just hilarious and just like super chill and nice. And I thought, well, see, this is fantastic. Where regardless whether or not you agree with him all the time politically, he's actually a real person.
Right.
He was nice to the staff. He said hello to everyone. He wasn't some, you know, prick, basically.
Right. And the question that you asked before about how do they treat the staff? How do they treat the crew? How do they treat that? I think is more indicative of who you are than just about anything. Is how you treat people who are lower on the food chain.
Because we're all just here to. You can't get to where you're at whether you're a celebrity or whether you're in politics or you don't get there alone.
No. Some people think they do, though.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other ball of wax. But yeah, so true.
Do you know who I am?
It is 10:23 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our guests this hour are the wonderful and talented Krista Bry and Jane Matinere from the As Goes Wisconsin program that airs each and every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 until 2 on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wanted to spend a little bit of time, and when Krista, I feel like I'm on dueling tangents because I started doing this like 10 minutes ago and I got off on a tangent, which is fine. But when Krista and I were talking about, well, geez, what are the three of us are going to do today? I came up with this idea. And yesterday we're at a staff retreat, and Kristen says to me, well, that doesn't really excite Jane. I'm like, it doesn't excite her. I mean, I'm trying to talk about women in broadcasting. I'm a dude trying to give women the time they so richly deserve, and it doesn't excite her.
Talk about women's issues, Jane.
Well, and that I can do no problem. But if you want me to talk, I don't want to come on and whine about the bad experiences from the last 42 years and how that's changed so vastly and things are so much vastly better.
I get that. But I think part of it is, so let me ask it this way then.
Okay.
For Black History Month, I used to work two blocks away at the L.L. Bean store over here. Had a lot of high school and college kids I worked with. I was one of the managers. Still keep in contact with one of them, a Gen Zer. And I said, Black History Month's coming up, and I've got this radio show. What should a white dude like me talk about for Black History Month? I thought, well, ask someone who it affects, actually.
Sure.
And his response was, don't just talk about all the struggles, because we hear that all the time. And he goes, I know it's important. Talk about people who've been successful, because we never hear about the people in the Black community who've made it. And not just the superstars, but people in business, people in, you know, broadcast, you know, people who we can actually relate to. Talk about the success of the Black community. I thought that was really good. So let me ask it that way.
Okay.
I mean, because I think there are a lot of women, girls, younger girls or younger women, who think, well, geez, I would like to be on the radio, or I'd like to be in acting, or I'd like to be on television. But it is still, in 2023, a male-dominated industry, right or wrong?
Well, radio certainly is.
Absolutely.
I mean, truly, right now, if you think about it, we're the only talk show that's two women on this network.
On every day, yeah. There's the Empowered Caregivers.
Yeah, but like the daily shows. Right. And then statewide, I mean, others, I'm trying to think of other talk.
Is there anybody? There's
Vicky McKee.
Yes.
Are we allowed to say her name?
I don't care.
We say it three times in the mirror. Does she pop out?
Hopefully she disappears.
And there are some other lone voices, but I still think that it's still very challenging. And I think, too, Todd, one thing that has made it difficult, at least in broadcasting, is that it's increasingly difficult to make a good living.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Male or female,
right? Yeah.
In broadcasting. And I think that's part of the challenge. Why do I want to go into this industry if I'm going to top out at my salary and it's never going to go anywhere?
Right.
You know, if that's okay with you, that's one thing. But I do think that there are there's room for growth potentially in more so in other industries.
I mean, all the girls just want to be influencers now.
Seriously,
they
all want to be a Kardashian and actually put nothing of value into the world and yet make billions and millions and millions of dollars for their vapidness.
And that's the point, Jane. I mean, I've had jobs in my life and you know, I'm not going to get their salaries, but I mean, I feel like I'm being paid fairly. I can pay my bills and I'm happy with that. I've had other jobs like when I was in politics, I made more money. But I am absolutely more happy and more fulfilled doing what I'm doing here. So yes, if your job is to make the most money you possibly can and buy three houses, yeah, broadcasting is probably not for you, except for the 1% that goes on network television.
Right, right. Yeah. It's in, and again, it depends upon how you want to classify and how you want to define success. So right. What does success mean to you? And I think it certainly is a different thing when you're younger. I wanted to be on the Muppet Show. I mean, I had all.
And who would? And who would?
What age are we talking about?
I was in my 20s.
Oh, really?
That was my goal, man.
That's awesome. It was a great show.
To be on the Muppet Show. But and then you have to readjust your expectations. And then as I got older, it's like, I just kind of want a nice place to live and a reliable job. And a chance to have some fun.
That is Jay Matinier, Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin. They are our fabulous guests. More with them after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:33 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our guests this hour, the hosts of As Goes Wisconsin, Kristen Bry and Jane Matinier. We welcome them back to the program. Kate Smith, the incomparable Kate Smith there. She had already achieved, here's your moment in history, friends. Kate Smith already achieved Broadway fame when she began her first radio show. In 1931, from 1937 to 1945, she had the most popular radio variety hour, the Kate Smith Hour, in radio in America. During that same time, she had the number one daytime radio show, Kate Smith Speaks, a news and commentary program. Of course, she was well known during the 30s and 40s when she began singing God Bless America on the airwaves. According to the Radio Hall of Fame, Smith's on-air appeal for war bonds topped $600 million. Her final show aired in 1958.
That's astonishing. That's an astonishing amount of money.
Especially for that time. Adjust that for inflation.
Wow. Yeah. That's really impressive.
Yeah. I think I didn't know that Kate Smith had a radio show. It was number one radio host in America back in that day. And that's when radio was something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she was a news and opinion host.
Right. Who knew?
How has there not been a movie about that?
Right? There you go.
Right. Now that you got connections with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, we're going to have we're planning all our pitch meetings, so all the things we're going to be pitching for the future.
Just I said yesterday to Kristen, I said, just, you know, remember me when you want your bags carried. I was a bag man for a politician. I could do it for an actor producer. I mean, come on. There ain't much to it.
There's not much to it. That's true.
I'll be your Reuben Kincaid. Do you remember who Reuben Kincaid was?
Nope.
I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. The Partridge Family. Reuben Kincaid was the manager for the Partridge Family.
Oh, I remember the Partridge Family.
Right. And Reuben's job was just to stand in the back and go, these guys are good.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't really do a whole lot of managing, but he was always there. Or you could be personal assistant, Todd.
Oh, yes.
I do need one of those.
I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down.
Are you an organized person?
For other people, I am.
Great.
Not for myself.
That's perfect. All you need.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Right. I can do it for others.
I can't pay you yet, but someday.
Someday, I promise it'll pay off for you, kid.
Absolutely.
Stick with me.
I'll pay you an experience, an exposure.
This is the story of Drive My Car by the Beatles.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I love it. So we're talking a little bit about Women's History Month in radio. And so, yeah, so Kate Smith was there, did a lot of radio as well. Another pioneer, Susan Stomberg, was the first woman to ever anchor a nightly news program. She served as the host of NPR's All Things Considered from 1972 to 1986. Stomberg was known for her controversial style and her ability to find a great story. Her notable interviews included Nancy Reagan, also Rosa Parks. In 1996, Stomberg was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Want to talk a little bit with you guys about, and there's, you know, Jane and I are close to the same age, and Kristen is just a young pup.
No, I'm not as young as Luke. Luke's the baby.
Yes, Luke is. But I wanted just to take a few minutes. And I get the point, Jane. You don't want to just come on and just quote-unquote whine.
Right.
But I think it's important, you know, to tell a little bit about how things have changed for women for the better, but also how much we have to, how far we have yet to go.
You want me to take that?
Well, sure. Okay. I mean, I guess I'll just ask a pointed question. In your opinion, you know, if you don't want to quote unquote whine too much, but I think some of the stories are valuable. But what's one or two biggest things that have changed in your opinion for women from the time you began in this industry until today?
The sexual harassment is no longer right out in the open.
Key phrase, right out in the open.
But I, at least in my experience, because it was very overt when I started in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
There was no shame. There was no, it was more, where's your sense of humor? Where's right. your sense of humor?
Right.
Well, I don't, that's gone away, which is good. Mm-hmm. The manager is hitting on underlings is gone. Mm-hmm. At least in my experience, I'm so old now, who's going to do that? But
come on.
But at least I would like to think it is a safer environment mm-hmm. and a more sensitive environment for those kinds of things. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And now if you go to HR and you have a complaint, I believe they take you seriously, whereas 30 years ago, it was, where's your sense of humor?
Kristen, what about, I mean, how long have you been, quote unquote, in the, including entertainment, not just radio, but entertainment as well, how long have you been in the industry?
I don't know. That's a hard question to answer because it was like when I was young. And then took a break.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I've always worked in male-dominated industries, though.
So in your shorter time compared to Jane and I, how have things changed or is it about the same?
What was it like working for the tech startup? I mean, as far as the bro culture.
The bro culture. Yeah. It was interesting because big shock, I fit into bro. I know, I'm also kind of a chameleon. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like, especially in my 20s, I had less, I could fit into bro culture. Like I have an older brother.
Right.
I've always been kind of a tomboy. I like sports.
Right.
I think there was a time, like remember when Gone Girl and the whole monologue about the cool girl?
Right.
Do you remember that? As far as like the cool girl, like she can go to a strip club and like, she's one of the guys, but she's not like other girls. Like I think there was a time in my 20s where I was kind of like that. Mm-hmm. And it took some rewiring of my brain to be like, oh, I don't have to do that. And it's dumb to like, have to play that. And also to get any like pride out of it of like, oh, well, the guys like me instead of like, do you care? Do you like them though? Right. And so, I think I had an easier time, especially with tech, because I could figure out how to maneuver myself inside of it. Versus I remember once I became a manager, because at one point in my career, I was a director of like 30 people and 30 young people, a lot of whom were boys, which was a handful, but some of which were women and some were much more introverted than I am. There's also like, I think people like, I'm like 5'10", right? So yeah. I think sometimes being a larger human, and it's just like science as far as like
taking up more space,
presence than like, some of the women that I managed who were like smaller, more diminutive girls, young women, and like their experience of them feeling like they were talked over or their ideas weren't there. Like I didn't see myself of feeling like that. And I was like, is it because I just don't care and I just talk anyways because I'm loud or because I'm bigger and stuff like that. And so I feel like it was unique to me to feel like I didn't feel the sexism, but it was only through listening to other women and observing them that I saw that it was there. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think the other thing too, Todd, at least in my estimation that has changed, is I think women in broadcasting are far more supportive of each other than they were a long time ago, because there were so few women in broadcasting when I started. Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking out for their own.
Yeah.
This is my corner of the world, man. And I, you know, it took a lot to get here and I don't want to give it up. And I just think that there is a lot more willingness to mentor and give advice and not immediately have your hackles go up when a new female talent comes in as competition, as automatically competition, because there's plenty of room for us. There's plenty of room.
And it's interesting because one of the first conversations Jane and I had that we kind of bonded over.
And I thought, I was just like, I should never have said that.
No, it was fine. It was fine. But it was interesting because I was at a place we both worked before. Mm-hmm. I was filling in for the host, and it was Carol Kane, Jane and I. Carol Kane, another radio legend of Southeast Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And both, she your age?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot older than me. And, well, no.
It's true.
It's true. I mean, they're both in their 60s. I'm 36, you know. And they've been doing this a lot longer than me.
Right.
And we, the conversation, exactly what Jane said, came up organically on the radio of who's more supportive of women, other women or other or men, or maybe it was vice versa. Like, right. who's harder on women, other women or men? And both of them said women.
Really?
And I said men. And I was like, I think that's generational.
Right.
And
yes.
And I think exactly what you just said. I think that there was a changing of the guard of women in the 80s and 90s who were taking up space, and there was so much more tokenism of there was no more room for another woman, and so the protective, the competition,
right.
and everything, mm-hmm. versus I think my age and younger, the zeitgeist is much more about collaboration, not competition.
And see, I think that we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, Kristen, and I think that your generation is that's where the growth has come. Agree or disagree, Jane?
Because we went to therapy.
Well, maybe. but I think there's a culture now, and correct me if I'm wrong, that at least there's more space for women to assert themselves and say, look, to your point, Jane, this is not okay when it comes to sexual harassment. But even more than that, for your age, Kristen, it's I belong here. You know, I don't have to earn any, you know, made up stripes that men want to put on me. Because, I mean, that's when I first met the two of you, the vibe I got, number one, was authentic, that you were really who you are on the air and off. That these were real people. From Jane, it was like, I've been around a while, so don't mess with me or I will take you out. All right. I will be nice to you and support you, but just do not mess with me. And the vibe I got from Kristen was, I'm really chill and I can bro with you, but I know who I am and I am not going to let anybody walk all over me. And there are two different kinds of confidence. One from experience and years of getting there, and the other having been raised in a culture and an environment where, to women's credit, that is now expected on the same level of men for people your age. Agree or disagree?
I think so. I mean, I would say I also think being... There's something to be said as far as I wasn't like this necessarily in my 20s. Mm. I think it's like, it also comes, some of it comes with age of like, I think there was a maturity,
sure.
and a self-assurance that came in the last 5 or 6 years. And it also comes with also being successful.
Right.
Right. Like, it's like me, when I first started making content and first started, even before As Goes Wisconsin, making Below the Fold, I was a little more insecure because I was like, is this going to work? I don't know what I'm doing. And now it's like, you know, people, I've gotten enough like external validation for as much as Buddhists say you shouldn't want that. I still have enough that makes me feel like, all right, someone thinks I know what I'm doing. So,
but to
make it till you make it, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
But to Jane's point, and you know, obviously not a woman, but I'll tell a story that going to Platteville to broadcasting journalism down there that one of my professors told me that happened to somebody that he knew back in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s. There was a younger woman doing a broadcast on the air, and one of the other news guys from the station came in to the desk where she was reading the news, unzipped, and laid his junk on the desk while she was on the air. And you know what her response was? Without missing a beat, she kept reading the news, so listen to the news, known as the first lady of radio character, and just absolutely took her fist and pounded his junk on the desk and kept on reading the news like nothing happened.
Do you have her number?
I know, right?
Because I want to be best friends with
that
her.
That's incredible. Wait, who is this?
This was a story told by my professor, George Smith, at UW Platteville Broadcasting Journalism School. And he was making the point, even at that time, back in the early 90s, of how far it had come for women from the late 70s to the 90s. And he told this story and that had happened to him, and that he knew the broadcaster, and she had a coworker lay his junk on the table while she was broadcasting, and without missing a beat, just
That's
pounded
amazing.
It and kept on going.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me remotely.
Right?
So that doesn't surprise me at all. And
what
that,
is it with men and thinking that we want to see that?
I don't know. Ooh, impressive. Ooh.
That's actually one of the better comebacks I've ever seen as far as receiving an unsolicited picture that you did not want. It's like, why are you sending me child pornography?
Good one.
Somebody texted me this morning and said Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers asked Brett Favre for advice going to New York. And he said, well, just don't send any pictures of your junk.
Yeah. And don't take pictures of Crocs because no one wants to see that either.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I laughed so hard my computer went out.
No, but I think what Kristen said is so valid about being able to you own your space differently than we did. My women my age have finally gotten there after developing a really rhinoceros skin after being told, where's your sense of humor?
Taking a break. More after this. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, and usually the portion of the program where we remind you that coming up in 10 minutes at 11 o'clock, it will be As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network with Krista Bry and Jane Matt Nair. But you do not have to wait until 10 o'clock because they're live in person with us in the studio for our last segment. But they will be coming up at the top of the hour, well, just after the news, actually. Are you reading the news today, Jane?
I'm sorry?
Are you reading the news today?
Yep, news is done.
News is done.
Oh, yeah.
You get to hear Jane give the news, and then she's on the program. See, it's fantastic.
It's the goal for ultimate global domination is what it is. Just little pieces at a time.
What's coming up on the program today, Kristen?
What is coming up on the program? Well, you're going to join us for the first hour.
How about that?
Keep this party rolling. You and I are going to maybe we'll do a total rotation.
I'm liking this. I'm staying here.
Yeah. All right. So you and I will switch seats. All right. And I think the question to start the day is topical for us.
Yes.
But how do you feel about professional development days?
Funny you should ask, Kristen.
Because I feel like no matter what industry you work in, what job you have, this is an inevitability as far, even Starbucks has, you know,
they do
training days and stuff. And so it's like, do you like them? Is it a day off from your normal monotony of your job? Do you feel like they're a waste of time? Are there stories that of a day you got something out of it? So I felt like we can start the day with that. All right. And then we'll have some headlines and we'll get Jane's picks. We'll tell her what the mascots are. We'll get some of her picks for the games that are kicking off today for Men's March Madness.
That's how I base everything. And Todd, did you know my favorite pick or non-pick, never pick Kansas.
You know they're seated number one again.
I know, they always are. Never pick Kansas because in Kansas they have the Ark Museum, which is the replica of the Noah's Ark. Yeah. So by my logic, if you have that in Kansas, you don't believe in evolution. And if you don't believe in evolution, you can't have opposable thumbs. And you can't dribble a basketball without opposable thumbs. So don't pick Kansas.
Logic.
This is fantastic. Science. It's fantastic.
This is years of logic theory that I've come to this conclusion.
By that logic, right, Don't pick Utah either because of the Mormons.
There you go.
Book of Mormon, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yes. Great show.
One of my
great
favorite shows.
Yes. But then what I'm really excited for is at 12:30, we're going to be talking to Raquel Rutledge, who is an investigative reporter for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who is
brilliant.
Won a Pulitzer.
She's brilliant.
And Marjorie Miller, who's the administrator of the Pulitzer Prize, because Pulitzer is going on the road. And so they're having an event in Madison on March 28th.
Oh, cool.
At the Overture Center. And it's a free event.
Nice.
But it's Raquel and another reporter who's won a Pulitzer from Tampa. And it's basically a conversation around why local journalism is so important, why investigative journalism is so important. So they're going to come on, plug the event a little bit, but also talk about, you know, I think Marjorie Miller's the kind of thing, she's a big deal.
That's really
the Pulitzer.
Yeah. It is a big deal.
Yeah. And so we're going to have a fun show. And then Luke Bryant's going to join us for the last half hour.
Brian. Oh my God, what a deal. It's a fantastic show coming up at 11 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network, as goes in Wisconsin. Why don't we give the last couple of minutes here to the both of you. For any young women, any girls who might be listening, maybe it's a parent or a grandparent that knows their daughter or granddaughter wants to be in the broadcast industry, what advice would you give to each of them today? How do you break into this?
Well, you have to start recording yourself on something because they're going to need to hear a sample of how you sound. Make sure you have a grasp of the English language, and if you can write, that's even better. Practice. I used to read into a cassette recorder, and I would read from the newspaper over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Just to practice. It's important.
Kristen?
I feel like I got here really serendipitously, so I feel like, but I think similar to that, but it's kind of in general, especially for people who are creative and want to do something creative, is you just got to start, and you have to be okay being bad at first. There's a great Ira Glass quote about how your taste, like you get into this game, whatever the game is, movie making, stand up, radio, because you have really good taste and you know what you like and you know what's good. You just don't have the skill set yet to do it. And so you're really hard on yourself because you know what you're producing is not what it is. And like the effort is to continuously close that gap and like to get better. But you can't get better if you don't just start and you just don't start doing it. But that, I think, for me as a kid, fear of failure, perfectionism. I think even when I was acting, like obviously I had some fearlessness, but like needing to be right, needing to be like at the approval. And like, you just got to start and you're going to be bad at first.
Yeah. And you need to embrace, that.
Embrace the suck.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. You can't, you're not going to be perfect right out of the gate. Nobody was.
And to the generational point here, because I'm with Jane, I started in forensics talking into a tape recorder, and then a kid with a speech impediment had the balls to go down to my local radio station and say, hey, can you give me a job? To your generation, Kristen, and girls today, is it doing content? On, you know, is that still a thing? You know, not that we should encourage every person to be a Kardashian, but does it, if you want to be more of a traditional broadcaster, does just putting content out there in the realm of the universe, is that important or not?
I mean, it's how I got here, if I'm being totally honest, right? Yeah. Like, I didn't apply for this job. And like, it was almost everything that the success from As Goes Wisconsin that's come is been through people finding my work, which is online, and saying, huh, maybe you could do something like that here.
And just remember, you don't have to be a Kardashian. Yes. There's all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things you can put out into the world as opposed to more shapewear.
And you can grow up in Wisconsin. Yes. You can grow up in Richland Center or Wausau or Amory or anywhere else in Wisconsin, and you can have a distinguished, you know, career in radio in Wisconsin. And then one day, you might get followed by Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
There you go.
There you go. You never know.
Right?
Exactly.
That's what it's about. And I think that's the encouragement. The encouragement, you know, so many kids, so many young people in Wisconsin, oh, I live in Wisconsin. I live in a small town of 5,000 people. No, you can do it. You can do it if you believe in yourself, right? And to your point, not be afraid to make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And you got to stick with it because it's not going to happen automatically.
Exactly. Stick with it. And if you're really fortunate, really fortunate, you're fortunate to meet really good people in broadcasting as your colleagues. And that is Kristen Bry, and that is Jane Matinair, and that is Aaron Zommers, and everybody else here at the Civic Media Radio Network.
And Todd Alba.
Well, once in a while.
Todd Alba.
Absolutely. We love our colleagues.
We appreciate you guys being here. We'll join you next on the As Goes Wisconsin program after the break. Jane, did we excite you?
I am so excited. I need to get another oat juice. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you very much. Join us on the show tomorrow. We'll have Brady Ewing from Richland Center, former NFL player, talking a little bit about Aaron Rodgers and the NFL draft and more, I'm sure. Join us then. Until then, this is Todd Allball. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, if you're a girl trying to get into broadcasting, keep banging your drum.
dude, sucking at something is the first step towards being sort of good at something.